The sub versus dub argument has been going on for decades now. I mean, it's been going on for ages. It's been going on for years at this point. And for some reason, even in 2020, there's this argument of why you shouldn't watch a dub and why you should watch sub and vice versa, and belittling and toxic, you know, there's toxic fans and there's all kinds of nonsense going on in the community. Even in 2020, March 17th, 2020, to be exact, for today's date. But I want to talk about that, and I want to talk about some reasons why dub fans don't like sub fans and why sub fans don't like dub fans and why that is, and certain things that, you know, make all that come together. So the first point I'm going to make is elitists. Elitists exist in every community, and, you know, in anime community in particular. Obviously not everybody who watches a sub is an elitist. I mean, I watch subs too, but there is a group of people in the anime community who go out of their way to belittle anime fans who like dubs, talk down on them. And let's say if you tweet something like, I don't know, let's say you tweet the fact that you love the My Hero Academia dub, they'll go out of their way to find that tweet and they'll call you all kinds of names. Like, you know, they say you got Down syndrome and, you know, Asperger's and just all these kinds of comments and words and insults just because your opinion is different to theirs and just because you won't agree with them, even though you don't even know who they are, and it just show up out of nowhere and start, you know, like a dog, and just start shitting all over your tweet. I mean, these guys are elitists. Like, they have fragile glass egos. They're all about flexing their superiority, or so-called. And that's one reason why people who watch anime dubs don't necessarily like people who watch subs, because that minority is so loud that they ruin it for the majority. I mean, that's pretty much it. You know, they're a poison to the community. And they're toxic. The second point I want to make is the reputation of 4Kids. So as you know, 4Kids Entertainment, they've done shows like Yu-Gi-Oh!, Pokemon, Sailor Moon, if I'm not mistaken, and just a whole bunch of anime shows, right? One Piece, I believe, is another one. And they're known, they're literally legendary for ruining a lot of anime shows with their dubs. I mean, that's the long and short of it. They ruined a lot of anime shows. The censorship, the dialogue, the inserts, everything about their dubs just got ruined, and it was so bad at the time. I think it was between 1998, 2002, somewhere around there. Around those times, dubs were really bad, at least relative to today, you know, where dubs are actually a lot better and a lot sharper and a lot more quality. Dubs were so bad then that they've left a stigma and a bad taste in people's mouths that even in 2020, some people still believe that anime dubs are bad, rotten, you know, and they just can never be good. It's just impossible for them to be good. They believe this because of companies like 4Kids Entertainment, who famously ruined a bunch of anime shows with their censorship and just bad dubbing. So that's one reason why, or that's the second reason why, you know, this argument is still going on today, the sub versus dub argument. The third point I'm going to make is Funimation's propaganda. I mean, we all know Funimation, they're literally one of the biggest anime companies on the planet, not just in the West. And they've been operating for, well, longer than most of us have been alive, including myself, by the way. But Funimation is known for inserting propaganda, you know, political correctness, SJW, you know, social justice warrior crap in their shows. So, like, there's one show, I can't remember what the exact dialogue was. I think it was To Love Rue. I think that's the anime, To Love Rue. The sub version was fine. And then when they translated it to dub, or sub, I'm not sure which, they made it say something like, "You're such a misogynist." Something along those lines. I mean, there's videos of this on YouTube. I've written about it a little bit on animemotivation.com. Funimation's just known for doing that, for, you know, inserting propaganda into their shows and political correctness and all this nonsense that's prevalent in today's society. And when I say today's society, I'm really talking about Twitter, and I'm talking about the US, at least to a degree. I mean, that's mostly where all this comes from, especially with all this feminism, or I should say toxic feminism. That's where all this kind of stems from. So Funimation's just kissing ass and pandering. They're doing a lot of that shit, and it's unnecessary. And that's why a lot of people don't want to watch anime dubs, because they don't want their shows being ruined from the original when it's changed, you know, by Funimation to the dub. They don't want it to get ruined. They want to see it for what it is without this politics being inserted into it, and you know, so on and so forth. And even people like me who do watch dubs, I'm a little less interested in watching dubs because of that reason. But that's part of the, you know, that's part of the argument too. Like, things like this are part of the argument. Translation changes, like, or unnecessary changes and stuff like that. The fourth point, mouth movements. I mean, this one's kind of obvious. With anything dubbed, the mouth movements have got to be right when they're translated and when they're, you know, when it's changed to another language. Everything's got to match. You know, the mouth movements have got to match exactly. Otherwise it looks out of place. It's delayed, all that kind of stuff. And one show in particular that I've seen this in is Bodacious Space Pirates. So in Bodacious Space Pirates, I'm not sure if it starts out this way in the first episode or two or three, but somewhere along the line, when I was watching that show, the mouth movements were just, it was awful. I mean, that's really it. It was awful. It was so delayed, and it was like I was watching a bad, one of those Chinese movies where they get translated into English and the dubbing is so off. The mouth movements are so off that you just can't stand it, and it's kind of cringe and it's cheesy. That's kind of what Bodacious Space Pirates was like. It just wasn't in sync at all. So mouth movements is also a big deal when it comes to, you know, the dub versus sub argument and why people choose sub. Because obviously, 10 times out of 10, when you watch a sub, it's always going to be in sync. If you watch the sub version of something and you watch the dub version, if the mouth movement is even off a little bit, you can notice it straight away. And that's just off-putting. So that's why some people stick to sub. And that's why some people argue that sub or the original is just better than dub. And I do get that. The fifth point, preference. And this is really what it comes down to. You know, when you think about all the other points I've made, which are relevant, obviously, like elitist, reputation of four kids, Funimation propaganda, mouth movements, all those are relevant to the sub versus dub anime argument and why people make certain decisions and why certain people don't talk to other anime fans and why there's this divide. But preferences is really what it comes down to, you know? It's like, I'm not a fan of raisins. I hate raisins. Raisins, blueberries, cherries. I can't eat any of that stuff. I just can't eat it. I don't like peanuts either. I don't like peanuts. I don't like coconut. I don't like anything like that. It just gives me a bad taste in my mouth. And I don't like the after effects of it either. And the fact that I don't like that does not mean I should be criticized or judged in a negative way. Not that I tolerate that anyway, but that's another story. But my point is preferences. Some people like dubs because they grew up with it. Some people like subs because they grew up with that. Just like I grew up not liking raisins and stuff like that, you know, peanuts. So that's why I don't like it. That's my preference. You know, my preference in anime terms is I watch both. If I watch an anime and I like the sub, then I'm going to stick to it. If I started out watching the sub, I'm going to stick to it as well. But if I started watching a dub, so like, for example, Dragon Ball Z, that's how I started watching anime in the first place. I'm always going to watch the dub because I feel like the sub version of Dragon Ball Z is just the worst thing I've ever heard. I mean, I think it's awful compared to the dub version. And obviously, Dragon Ball Z is a rare show in terms of the voice actors, the quality of those voice actors. I mean, Dragon Ball Z has got some stellar voice actors compared to a lot of shows. I mean, let's keep it real. The voice actors are really stellar. Just like Black Lagoon. That's another anime show that's got stellar voice actors. Yomangan's another one. And, you know, there's so many of them. But, yeah, preferences. And while we're still on the topic, I mean, just like dubs aren't always stellar, subs are the same too. Not all subs are great. I mean, people act like, particularly elitists, act like every single sub in existence is stellar when it comes to the voice actors. And it's just not true. One good example is Good Luck Girl. I've watched the dub version. I've watched the sub version. The sub version doesn't have anything on the dub version. The dub version is so much funnier. The context is better. The jokes are better. The comedy is better. I mean, everything is just better. If you compare the dialogue side by side, you can clearly see that the dub version outshines the sub version. Might be my point of view, but just check it out for yourself. And like I said, the point here is not all subs are stellar. It's impossible because nothing is perfect or flawless. And we all know this anyway. Nothing is perfect or flawless 100% of the time. So it's impossible statistically for subs to be, you know, flawless and always stellar when it comes to the voice actors. Another anime is Squid Girl. if you watch Squid Girl in the sub version, then you watch Squid Girl in the dub version, you'll notice the dialogue, the lines, the jokes, the comedy, and the clever play on, you know, words is so much better in the dub version. It's so much better. It's more stellar. And the voice acting is good too, not just the dialogue. You know, dialogue's another thing. The dialogue's not always great in the sub either. You know, besides the voice acting not always being great in sub, the dialogue's not always great either. And sometimes the dub version is a better version to the sub, either because they took the time to make the dialogue a lot better, and they looked at the sub version and looked at maybe mistakes they made where they could have made something funny or made something in context more, or whatever the case may be. But not all subs are stellar, and that's another reason why some people watch the dub version compared to the sub version. Not necessarily that they watch all dubs and not subs, but that's why some people watch the dub version over the sub version. Black Lagoon, which I've already mentioned, is another one. The Black Lagoon dub is just, it's stellar, it's perfect, it fits well. You've got to watch it, it's legendary. It's legendary in the anime industry for a reason, because the voice acting and the lines and the dialogue is just perfect in the dub version of Black Lagoon. It fits it so well. So not all anime shows, are flawless just because they're in the sub version. And the last thing I'm going to mention, which is really, really, really important for this dub versus sub argument, and that is, basically, it's a hard comparison to make. And the reason being is because for every sub, there isn't a dub. I'm not sure how many anime shows actually exist, but I do know the numbers around 10,000, 12,000 or more, something like that. Like, if you count every single anime show, anime movie, OVA, ONA, if you count all of them, it's going to be around 10,000 to 12,000 or more, like the entire catalog. And out of all those shows, I'd say, we're talking maybe 3 or 5% or 7% on the high end of those anime shows are even dubbed in the first place. Obviously, every single one of them is subbed naturally because that's the original. It's Japanese. That's where it's made. That's always going to be the first language. So every single show is original in the sub version by definition. But if we're talking about the dub versions of anime shows, there's not many anime dubs to compare to the subs. There's just so few of them. I can name anime shows off the top of my head that aren't dubbed. Monogatari, Nisekoi, Mao Yusha, Ryukajo, Nanon Biori, Bang Dream. There's so many anime shows that just haven't been dubbed. There's really just so many. And that's why it's an unfair comparison to start with. Obviously, you can compare, and there are comparisons, like I said, Black Lagoon, perfect example, Squid Girl, Good Luck Girl, Gamers. There's so many shows you can compare, between the dub and the sub. But with that said, it's an unfair comparison as far as quantity, because, like I said, if there's 10 to 12,000 anime shows or more, and all of them are subbed, and only, let's say, 500 are dubbed, then you're really looking at a small sample of anime shows to compare to the subbed as far as quality. It's a very, very small sample. Very small sample. And that's the last thing I'll mention, with the anime dub versus sub argument. I think it's just an important point that a lot of people miss, because it's easy to miss, People don't actually think about how many anime shows are actually subbed in comparison to dubbed, making the comparison a little unfair in some ways, and okay in other areas, but in some ways it is unfair because it's a really, really wide gap in between dubs and subs. And maybe that's also because the amount of voice actors who dub shows is small compared to the amount of voice actors you have in Japan. That's probably a reason too. But yeah, those are my thoughts. You can tell me what you think at VOJEllis on Twitter. Make sure you check out animemotivation.com. Make sure you leave a review on whichever network you listen to this podcast on, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, whichever. Appreciate it. Catch you in the next podcast.